This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice today when you sign up. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. All right, hello everybody, and welcome to the first ever Lost Live Tweetcast, or Lost Tweetcast. My name is Jay.
I'm Jack.
And we are here live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Woohoo!
You have a little bit more exciting.
Excitement. Woohoo! Yay! Hey!
And this is, this is a first.
Don't drink the water here. You guys have seen the YouTube videos.
Yeah, has anybody out there seen the monster in the sewer?
I've seen it. I don't want to drink it.
But
Charlie Water. No, it's not Charlie.
It's not Charlie Water.
No, it's. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
What? You're so distracted. Can you?
I got too much stuff to look at. I'm looking at this, looking at that, looking at this.
All right. So before we start here, got a couple things to get into. First, I want to thank Sarah Majelson. I'm not known for pronouncing names right.
Really? Esau?
And she is the one that put together our banners that Ustream asks us to use so they can put them up on their front page. And I don't know if they're actually using them or not. So if they didn't use them, Sarah, I'm sorry, but they're really cool. And
they were very cool.
I'll put them in the AAC feed for the people that missed this. We are recording this right now, and the entire Live Lost Weekcast will be on our Lost Podcast feed on this Thursday for those that missed out on the fun.
Yeah. Gosh.
I also want to give a shout out to the Pottercast crew. Pottercast is doing their summer tour right now, and they came to Raleigh last week.
They did.
And we hung out with them. It was a great night. Had a great time with them, and just wanted to give them props. Because I feel bad because they called in a theory a while back, and we didn't play it.
And you didn't think it was good enough.
It's not that I think it was good enough.
Because Jay is, if anyone didn't know, Jay is in charge of all phone calls.
It's not that it wasn't good enough.
So if your call does not make it on the show, it's Jay's fault. But I don't want to throw anyone into a bus. So I'd
except for me, right?
Yeah. Someone actually stole one of my worst scenes.
What's that?
I'm not telling.
You have your? Do you even have your list ready?
Right here.
Right there.
All right. So before we get into the actual what we're doing today, we're doing top five favorite and least favorite moments from season.
Well, what should we tell them? What the someone people keep asking what the mattresses are for.
The mattresses are for acoustics to try and muffle, not muff, but you know, keep the sound less tingy or bouncing off walls.
We've had less complaints since we started using the mattresses.
Yeah, so hopefully that works well. Is Frack even here? Frack, who did the great.
Kate on the Rocks.
Kate on the Rocks. He was there as well. That guy's a great artist. Like, I mean, I don't want to make him embarrassed, but he was just like drawing all this stuff really quick, and he's really cool.
Is he cooler than you?
Well, anybody's cooler than me. It's not that difficult. All right, so
try and defend yourself.
What? I'm not full of myself like some people.
You're full of something. You're full of that stuff in the lake.
Before we start anything, though, this episode is sponsored by Audible.com. If you'd like to pick up your free audiobook today, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook. And trust me, it's a free audiobook. And for those like Jack who don't like to read, you can just listen to it. It's a lot easier. You look like you were going to say something.
No, I'm just reading the Twitters.
Okay, what are people saying on Twitter there, Jack?
Someone said I could strangle you and no one would know.
Whoa, that's kind of hardcore.
Well, I'm behind you, so I can just grab you and...
All
he's
right.
Got a big melon though, so I'd have to get a big rope. I'd have to get my arms out there. So,
why are we using warm taffy's mattress? Well, no,
no, no, no. We're not going there tonight.
And someone, Kelly Joe said, Jay's hair is scaring me. I know it's scaring me too, but it's too long. I need another haircut before I can spike it up.
Me too. I'm going to get my hair cut.
Hey, why don't you show the people your hair?
Well, I'm
actually his
barber. He's my barber, and I'm going to shave it even tighter when I go to Comic-Con.
All right, so...
I want to say something first, though. Okay. Anyone that has a podcast out there that's going to be at Comic-Con, can you send me an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com letting me know you're going to be there?
They say, like, in the title, like, podcaster or something?
I'm a podcaster who's going to be at Comic-Con. And okay. I may or may not get back to you, but it's something that we're doing for Nudia, and I just want
to... Also, for those who may not know, if you want even more podcasts with Jack and I, we do the Jay and Jack Show. We just released our second show of the second season of the Jay and Jack Show. You can find that on iTunes.
Wasn't as good as the first one, though.
And you can also find that on jayandjack.com/show. Also, you can check out The Married Man Show, which is with Jack and Dale and I. And that's an explicit show.
You would think it's an adult podcast, but we get a lot of kids listening. So I apologize ahead of time for all the children that are listening.
Okay. There are two shows that we do during the summer, along with The Lost Podcast. So if you need more podcasts, and I don't know if you do or not, but you can check those out on iTunes or on jayandjack.com.
Are you looking at my list?
No, I'm not. This is my list. Right, I got it right here in my Faraday journal.
And I got to give Jay credit. This is the first time that he had it ready before we recorded.
I know.
Because he walked in and said, what are you doing? Waiting on writing your list? He goes, no, I'm already done. I said, whoa.
Exactly. Also, check out Nudia.tv. We are going to be at Comic-Con in 2 weeks. And we are going to be doing not live vidcasts, but update vidcasts from Comic-Con each day we are there. We also got Chris and Rob from the Media Junkyard crew are going to be correspondents with us. And they're going to be doing a lot of great interviews, and Cliff, Jack, and I will also be down in the trenches as well.
We're going to be down in the trenches.
Or Cliff might just be wandering off somewhere because he's in his own world most
of the time. He'll get out there. You know, the battery's dead.
All right, so let's start this off before we get into the top five favorite and least
I think we should favorite. Do least favorite first.
Okay, well, we're not getting to that yet. We're going to do a little bit of news.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so first up here... is Lost ABC is having a mock theme contest.
Someone said something about the Dharma eye drops. So.
Oh, okay. ABC is calling all Dharma bassists, bassoonists, banjurists, bazooka, bazooki players, cellists, clarinetists, drummers, etc. to come up with their own mock Lost theme.
We're already working on ours.
We're working on ours, but it should be fun. And the winner, their song will be played at the Lost panel in Hall H on Saturday.
Now, will it be played? 11 o'clock. What's being played? Will that one lady be going, you cannot do this. You sit down. Sit down now. Don't get up in your chair. If you haven't been there, there's a lady there every year.
You know what? She hasn't been when we've been at Hall H. She didn't do it.
She wasn't there. I guess she wasn't there last year, but when she was there the first 2 years, mm-hmm. we were there. She was just, yeah. She never shut up.
I think she just has fun with it.
If she's listening, I apologize.
Yeah, see, I was saying she wasn't there last year.
Okay.
I guess they don't really need it for the big hall because it's...
Well, I was there 20 hours early, so I was a little tired.
You weren't there 20 hours early, were you?
At least.
All right. Also, next bit of news here.
Well, a lot of people are wondering how soon they should get in line.
Well, how early are we getting in line, Jack?
I don't want to say.
We're going to be staying over the night. But, like, can we, like, go in at, like, 1 o'clock and say we're staying
overnight? I say we talk to the guy that we said we'd do this with.
Uh-huh.
And see if we can do it, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so that way we can get some rest beforehand.
Maybe. Yeah, because we got the big Lost panel, then we have our panel. I can't be sleeping. Well, I can sleep through that.
Okay. On this next bit of news.
But here, they should be there at least 3 or 4 hours ahead of time. I would say at the latest.
Oh, bare minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really big hall. Hall H is huge.
What's going on before it, though? Because we don't have the Heroes.
We don't know, because now it's like rumors going around that Heroes will have a panel, which is really frustrating.
Are they going to put Heroes ahead of us again?
I don't know. If they do, I'm gonna be really upset. But
I know there are a lot of Heroes fans out there, but we had to sit through that last year.
There was like maybe 100 Heroes fans, and the rest were Lost fans. Sorry, Heroes fans out there. I apologize. So, yeah, see, Origin says heroes will have a panel. All right, so we're going to go to our second bit of news here. This might have been discussed before. It's been around a little while. But it is that Echo says he would like to return to Lost. Adewale, Akinnuoye, Agbaje.
That's great, but dead is dead.
Well, in a new interview with TV Guide magazine, AAA expresses regret over how he left the show. It was a very traumatic year for me, and he said the character's abrupt exit, to be able to give that rich character some completion would be nice. Do you think he should be able to come back and
finish out his... He was a great character. We all were upset when he was killed. He didn't
have...
Did he have redemption?
He did kind of, it was rushed, and like I think it once everything's said and done, Lost, I think Echo's death, early death,
I think
will be one of those.
I gotta say this: once you're laying dead on the beach, you're over. You're done. It's history.
Uh-huh.
If they bring him back, maybe in a way, no, he's dead.
So you don't even think he should come back?
If he comes back, how are they gonna work that in? They got dead Echo, dead Lost.
Well, of
Lost.
Course, if they did change time and they're coming back on the planes anyway. It might just be how it is.
Is that how you? Is that what you want to happen? You want the?
No, I'm just. I don't know. I'm not in control, so I don't know.
No, some people are saying bring Echo back.
Brian Anaf 101 on Twitter said Echo probably could be part of flashbacks without much disruption. Do you think that's possible?
That could work because he has been talking to Hurley, played chess with Hurley, or checkers.
Murph Doc says, please bring Echo back and finish his story the right way.
You can't. You only have 18. Well, I guess an extra hour, right?
Uh-huh. And Iraq, 1991. AAA would be welcome as long as it's flashback type thing. So I think overall, I mean, I haven't really seen anything yet that you know, people don't want him.
As long as it's flashback.
Uh-huh. Now, how would you think they'd be able to take care of it? Oh, well, Michael Kershaw said he doesn't want Echo back.
All right, that's it then.
But what do you think? I mean, how do you think they'd be able to do that in flashback?
Well, somehow he's talking to Hurley, and maybe Hurley's directing them.
Oh, so like a dead Echo?
Dead Echo, and he's telling, like, Yemi was talking to, well.
And Landon McCool said it's his crazy fault.
Well, he did have a rough, wasn't his parents were dying, or?
It was something with his parents, and he wanted to be back home, and I guess maybe he got kind of island crazy.
Yeah, he said he didn't like living in Hawaii. I offered to switch.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can come live here in Raleigh, and I'll go live in Hawaii for a while.
Yeah. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say before we move on here on the tweets. All right. We're going to go to the last bit of news here. This one's kind of shocking to me, and it's kind of scary for me. Let me get this together here to put on Twitter.
Michael's rationale is that we're closing the show's closing, so to get Echo's story in 18 episodes, are you going to be able to do that? Is it going to be rushed?
I don't know. We only have another hour, so I think it's 18 hours total.
They're saying please no spoilers, but this isn't a spoiler.
This isn't a spoiler. This is just an interview with him. This is not.
It's not etched in stone that he wants to come back.
It's just him.
They're going to bring him back. It's him talking.
Yeah. So this is not spoilers.
I don't know any spoilers.
But this last bit of information is kind of shocking, and that is Brian K. Vaughn is leaving Lost. This was revealed on Doc Ars, our friend, his podcast, and. This is from slashfilm.com. I posted it on Twitter. Comic book scribe turned screenwriter Brian K. Vaughn has recently made his mark on the hit show Lost. But everything good must eventually come to an end. Lost producer Damon Lindelof has confirmed that Vaughn will not be returning for the sixth and final season of the series. This person that wrote this article is scared because he brought in a lot of like pop culture references.
Yeah.
And, you know, thought he had a big hand in like The Constant and stuff like that. Do you think... it is Brian K. Vaughn, one of the story editors and executive producers on the show.
Well, why is he not finishing the last season, does it say?
He's going on to something else. He came in season 3, I think. And also saying he's gearing up to do a full-time writing some Hollywood films.
I'm sure he'll be a mess, but the writers, they have a talented crew over there.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think it'll be...
They'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't think like some that they're lazy.
I
think they work really hard, at what they do. I think they do a great job. I would never, you know, classify them as lazy. Maybe you would, but I think they're good.
Let's see what Twitter has to say.
Twitter.
Well, most people don't even know who he was, so I think we're okay. All right. Why don't we get into your let's get our top five lists ready.
All right. No, bottom five first.
Ready. Oh, I'm sorry. Your bottom.
Our bottom five. People are saying, Eve Phoenix is saying it's very choppy.
It might be the connection. Is it choppy for everybody? I was miss hearing the songs. We're going to put those in afterwards.
Nobody misses hearing the songs.
Let's see. Pod Mavudi.
That's your pseudonym.
That's me on there right now typing right. With no see, hands with my feet. I have a keyboard on the floor.
I see it.
Okay.
Could be Colleen.
She hates my songs just as much as you do.
It's not hate. Hate is a bad word. I don't like to use hate. And everyone goes, you hate John Locke. No, I don't.
All right. So, Jack, do you want to start off with your bottom? We'll go 5-1.
All right. I'll do the bottom five, my fifth one, and then I'll end it first, and then you start the top five.
So, what we'll do is we'll say our five or our, the number, whatever it is, our scene, and then we will post it on Twitter, and then we'll ask you for what yours is on Twitter.
Or if you agree with it, disagree. If you don't like Jay, whatever you guys want.
Okay.
We're here for you.
So let me get this. Are you going to go first?
Lost Mario Brothers says he likes the songs. He wants them. All right. How do I not follow Lost Mario Brother?
What?
Because he likes the songs.
Oh, you want to defriend him?
How do I defriend him?
That's not cool.
I'm kidding.
His favorite. Keep talking, Jack. I'm going to set this up.
Let's see. Yeah, other people like your songs. I don't know.
Does anybody agree with you?
Super California says who does like Jay? So there's some hate towards you. Not hate. I forgot to use that. We don't use that word.
Hate's such a strong word.
It is.
All right. So, Jack, are you going to go first or am I?
I will go first.
Okay. So you're number five.
Colleen says she doesn't hate the songs.
Okay.
She must be drinking. Okay, my number five least favorite moment of season five.
Okay. Are you going to put this up or am I going to put it up?
Why don't you put it up because you can type faster than me.
Okay.
I'll make it short. I won't go my whole drawn out thing. Jacob not saying DWG's name.
Okay.
Not giving him a name, which led to thousands upon thousands of emails. Of course, you're butcher of Esau's name, which led to thousands and thousands more emails. So that is my number five worst moment.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see this update here.
Murph Dog agrees.
I mean, yeah, it brought up so much, of course, maybe it's, I don't want to say they were lazy and didn't want to come up with a name.
Now, see, I wouldn't say that. I'm saying maybe the actor said, you know what? Maybe he changed the scene. Maybe he said, you know what? The writers have it one way, but I think it'd be better if we just left the name out.
Well, the one thing they did with this season finale episode was leave so many unanswered questions. I think they did it on purpose just to give us stuff to talk about.
Yeah, thanks.
Because from word on the street is that there won't be a ARG this in-between season, which
breaks,
I'm kind of happy
about. It breaks my heart. But our people were... I don't think he's going to be called Esau. A lot of people are insisting he's going to be called Esau. I'm going to say right now he will not be called Esau.
Is that your final answer?
My final answer. He probably won't be DWG.
No, I don't like...
You don't like DWG?
No.
Some people hate DWG because they've never seen Deadwood. If you haven't seen Deadwood, the language is explicit. It's a little rough to watch, but it's probably one of the top 10 shows of all time. Easily.
All right, now let me get mine ready here. Make sure I spelled that right. All right. So your number five is
Jacob not saying DWG's name, which right, is let's see a lot of people think is Esau.
Let's see what people are saying about that on Twitter. Evan J. Marshall says, have to disagree. Think it added mystery.
But you know what? You didn't have to answer the emails.
That was a selfish reason.
A lot of my things on here are for selfish reasons. I'm just being honest.
Let's see. JRG 1990 says Esau not having a name is annoying. Possibly even higher than five, though. Maybe even number one, if I'm honest.
It can't beat my number one.
Your number one, I think everyone knows what your number one is going to be.
No, nobody knows.
All right.
Super California says, does the name really matter? It probably matters to him.
Everyone has to have a name. That's their identity is placed within that name.
Chris Weddle said it's going to be ESO. Now, wouldn't that be the ultimate? That would be your great. Redemption. And that would be my. Would you? Okay, now if they said ESO, if Jacob next year, if somehow Jacob's alive and stuff like that, and he goes, ESO, your plan didn't really work. Would you say I have been redeemed? I have redemption. Would you take that over?
That would be my redemption.
Would you take that over Locke being redeemed?
No, I would not. Put myself in front of Locke's redemption.
All those people who said, I'm never going to listen to your show again because you butchered the name Esau.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't say, hey, that's my redemption. I feel redeemed.
No. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to him.
All right.
Let's see. So let's go to mine. And my number five for least favorite moments of season five is, let it update here, is the death of Faraday. I did not like Faraday dying the way he did. It was too soon for me. I think there was, just as he was getting ready to spill the beans, you know, just as he was getting into it, he died, and I was kind of sad, because Faraday was one of my favorite characters, and I was sad to see him go.
What's with you not liking people dying in the show? That's the show. People
die. I know it's part of the show. I know people dying are part. That's why it's low on my list compared to maybe something else. And I know it's part of the show, and I liked the way the reveal was that his mom did. I mean, that was very shocking and everything. But I was bummed to see him go. I was bummed to see him cut out short. I was really bummed that they kind of set up this whole thing with Faraday taping Pierre Chang in last year's Comic-Con panel, the Pierre Chang video from, right, like the past talking to the future, and he was involved in that, but they had to kind of retcon that and say it wasn't part of the continuity of the show.
Yeah, what's up with that? They're just kind of lazy about it?
No, they weren't lazy. It's just, you know, things happen. They had to change their stuff around, but it was disappointing to me because I was looking forward to that. I was looking forward to more from Faraday, and it ended a little too soon, but it's not that it was terrible. It was just, for me, I wanted more from Faraday. What do you think about that, Jack?
I agree with Matt, Attack Prod. We all love Faraday. I don't think anyone didn't like Faraday.
Uh-huh.
But the way he died and how he died with his mom killing him,
mm-hmm,
was shocking. It was like, and that's what the show is about. And that's what made it, that to me made it a great scene, because I didn't know he was going to die.
Well,
if I would have been spoiled,
uh-huh,
then I would have ruined it for him. But I thought it was I agree with you. I didn't want to see him die,
mm-hmm,
but oh well.
SOS 1293 says, I agree. He didn't deserve, didn't have the closure he deserved. Do you agree with that? Or are you don't really care about the closure so much?
I just keep the story going. And I thought, like I said, the twist of him dying the way he did. And then we had a whole week. Well, is he dead?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we had tons of emails and calls. Oh, he's not dead. He's not this. He's not that. You know, he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead is dead.
Nippy says, did Darlton officially say the Comic-Con video was not canon? Yes, it was not canon. And Cursor TN, maybe that's Cursor Tennessee. I agree, Faraday and Desmond are the best characters on Lost. Faraday equals dead Des equals AWOL.
I love Faraday.
Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, I mean, I was just hoping he'd go on a little bit longer. I was hoping he'd be one of the ones that was towards the last kind of slew of episodes. So that's why it was disappointing to me.
Okay. Well, it's your number five. I'm not going to disagree, but I disagree. I'm happy he was. I mean, I thought, I'm not happy he died, but I thought the way he died was pretty, not cool, but you know, the twist was cool. All right, my number four. You ready for my number four?
Yes, I'm ready for your number four. Kate, I'm ready to type it out.
Kate leaving Goober in the hotel room by himself. I just could not accept that. That was just wrong. Bye. She's trying to be I praise her for being a great mom. And then she leaves Goober in the hotel room by himself when she's talking to Mrs. Littleton.
Yeah, I mean, and this will kind of relate to one of mine, but
Bonehead plus the writers. What are they thinking? They're trying to show her as a responsible parent, a loving parent, and she's leaving the child who she knows people are looking for him.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
People are trying to take him. Someone's trying to take him. We found out it's Ben. But she leaves him in a hotel room by himself.
And for those who may not know, probably should know, but Goober is Aaron.
It's yes. Aaron.
Our nickname for him, since it was the weirdest nickname that Kate gave him. But yeah, I agree. It was just very bad of her character, and it also goes along with when she was like didn't hold his hand in a grocery store when she's running from, you know, people that are shooting people,
right, looking for a juice box.
Yeah. So
she was under a lot of stress, but still, as a parent, you have to stay under control. And
I wouldn't even have gone in a grocery store. I just wouldn't have, like, went into,
you've gone to a fast food drive through and got him a Coke.
Yeah, and they have
a
juice
soda.
They have juice at McDonald's now, right?
So yeah, Kate, that was I can't back up Kate on that one.
Yeah. S.W. Crawl says, nah, she was only a few doors down and gone for a few minutes.
Watch the news.
Jen Jaeger or Jaeger, don't you think Turniphead was funnier?
That was a good one, but the Goober stuck with me.
And
I think that was her first name, nickname she gave him, right? You think Kate was... Hey, you know, I just thought about this. Was okay. Kate being Sawyer to the Goober?
What do you mean?
She was always giving him nicknames, wasn't she? So was she being Sawyer? Did Sawyer rub off on Kate?
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving the Goober nicknames.
Well, this is pretty interesting. Super California on Twitter said, Jack's parenting advice isn't gold. Look how Jay came out.
That's true. Well, we left him in a hotel room hoping someone would take him. They kept bringing him back.
It's like his head's just too big. I can't take him anywhere. Miss CC Sunshine says, I can't back up Cater on anything. She dug her own grave.
Oh, you can. She did love the Goob.
Mm-hmm. She obviously did love the Goob.
You have to go with that. She loved the Goober. And she's going back on the island to reunite Claire and the Goob.
Yeah, like that. Like, she really seemed,
Well, it's not her fault.
How is it not her fault?
She's not in the same time zone. She's not in the same time, Mary. She's not in the same timeline.
But she didn't seem to, like, discuss it or anything.
Well, she got there and said, oh, okay.
All right.
Well, that's another thing, but I didn't put that on my list.
I'm typing out mine right now, so keep talking.
Keep talking. I mean, you can defend Kate. I mean, I'm probably the biggest Kate defender out there. I've been accused of being using double standards when talking about Kate and Locke. But here it is. Kate, right there, I can't defend her. I only speak the truth. So when I speak about Locke, I'm only speaking about the truth.
No, you're still partial to Kate. Okay, well, my number...
Come on. She's better looking.
Mm. If funny enough, I guess two great minds think alike. My number four is Unsuper Kate.
Is that what the...
Just that whole period where, okay, first she left him without supervision in the grocery store.
Well, she asked that friendly...
for the juice box.
Yeah, and he was like, what?
And, left him in the hotel room alone. She, was like, I'm going back to the island because I want to bring Claire back. But then she got there and it's just like, oh, I'm going to stop Jack. Oh, I'm going to be with Sawyer.
Well, she got distracted.
But still, I just,
All right, I got to ask the women out there. I'm not defending her, but you're on an island with Sawyer. Would you get distracted? This is to all the women out there.
But not, okay, don't make promises you can't keep.
Who'd she make the promise to?
To her mom.
Mrs. Littleton?
Kate's mom, yeah.
No, not to Kate's mom, Claire's mom. But Kate...
I'm sorry, Claire's mom.
But
yeah.
Claire's mom's not there. She doesn't know she's not doing it.
But that's so... How are they going to get her to like us? Or I'm sorry, how are we going to get... How is she going to get us to like her?
By season six, she's going to find Claire. And she's going to get Claire, and somehow baby Aaron is going to be on the island.
Claire's going to fall on her lap.
Exactly. And then she's going to put him on the helicopter so Charlie didn't die in vain, that Desmond's vision came true, and that's how Loss is going to end. And everyone's going to love Kate.
No, you know what? I say kill her. She's done.
Wow.
Give her the X. Drop her on a beach and see how you like it, sir.
Wow.
Put her in a tin box, flap her on the beach without any kind of, you know, whatever, and see how you like it.
Sawyer or no Sawyer, people aren't just... Wow.
I like Bucky Cat on Twitter. Says, I think Claire's alive and wandering in the jungle shouting, a dingo stole my baby.
Your Claire impression is much better than your Kate impression.
Do I have a Kate
impression? Well, they're picking on your Kate impression. But oh, I think
here's my Kate impression.
That's not. But I get. Anyway, let's see. Anybody for Sawyer? Anyone backing up Sawyer? I mean, the Sawyer theory?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you want my number three?
Yeah, let's get your number. Hold on. Let me type something out so I can get it right.
Unfortunately, number three, people have already guessed it.
Hold on. We're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor for today's episode. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/loss to get your free audiobook download. So once again, audiblepodcast.com/loss. Now back to our live show.
Number three.
Murph Dog says, sorry to tell you, Kate will make it to the end.
Yeah.
I think she survives. I think she makes it to the end.
Why? She's like the least deserving.
Did you hate Kate in season one?
Eh, I didn't like her.
Did you hate? Come on. She was super Kate.
I didn't overly like. Super Kate to you.
When did people start hating me? But people didn't hate Kate. It wasn't until this season, I think people, about season four, people really started to hate Kate.
But there's always a nice steady stream of Kate hate going on.
But now it's full. they hate Kate.
Let's go to your number three here.
All right, my number three: Kate, Sawyer, Juliet on the sub. Okay. I didn't get that scene at all. Just because they're on there, Kate gets. We thought maybe Kate did something. Remember when she left Jack? Well, I'm gonna go. I got to stop Jack from doing this whole blowing up the island thing. And we see her getting on the sub, thinking, okay. She's got a gun on her. She's got the keys to the handcuff. No, she has nothing. She just got caught by Horace, and she's on the sub. And then the whole three-way thing where they're going awkward, awkward, awkward. Yeah. And then she's got. We got to stop Jack. We got to stop Jack. We got to stop Jack. But she finds Jack. We got to help Jack. We got to help him.
That to me goes all in the unsuper Kate category.
Yeah. So she's not. She's super. She's
unsuper Kate.
She's unsuper Kate.
It's her new nickname.
Unsuper Kate.
Yes.
So I can't even defend
her. Anti-Super Kate.
I can't even defend her on that one because that scene just drove me crazy. If you don't want the island blow, just Jack beating up Sawyer or Sawyer beating up Jack, change. Because he had a little bit of blood on him.
Uh-huh.
She goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You got a boo-boo. All right, let's blow up the island. Come on.
Yeah, I think
it was weak.
Just that whole triangle of Juliet, Kate, and Sawyer just got really, people are saying, don't forget the horrible CGI in the sub. You know, in the sub scene. The sub, you know, really, I know people hate the CGI, but that didn't bother me so much.
Yeah, that didn't bother me at all. I mean, it's TV. What are you going to do?
I mean, if you really want to pick on CGI, just go to the polar bear. Some of the polar bear scenes are.
I've seen Logan's Run.
Yeah, you can't. That's
all right. I like Logan's Run. A lot of people hated that scene with the sub, but I was like, it's cool with it. I mean, what do you guys want?
Mm-hmm.
An extra commercial to pay for a better job on the sub? Seriously, that's what they would do.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. Keep talking. Get mine set up here.
So I think most people agree they didn't like the part with the sub.
Anything else?
I'm just reading.
Well, see what you're reading. What are people saying?
Oh, I have to read it out loud here?
Yeah, that's the point. Participating with them.
Most people they're just talking about the sub. How they didn't like this CGI, the sub. Did Colleen say something? Because they're saying, we'll burn Colleen. Let's see. Yeah, everyone agrees.
All right, well, my number three is kind of related to yours.
Well, Remike said stop the love triangles. I don't know if you could stop the love triangles because you got to have people, some like the love triangles.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think you're not going to see
That won't stop till the final episode.
Okay. Let's see. My number three is... let it update first. So if you're on Twitter, you're actually getting it before I say it. But Crazy Juliet in the season finale. this whole season, season five, Juliet was a really cool character. She changed from, you know, what was it, season three when she back... Well, we thought she was backstabbing them. And in the season finale, like, and she was totally cool, awesome, you know, girlfriend for Sawyer. But then just... Kate comes... I mean, I understand there's this thing, but Sawyer obviously loved Juliet, and...
Well, who else was around?
But still, even with Kate there, I saw it, Sawyer was still in love with Juliet.
I also saw the look Sawyer gave Kate.
But that's just... It's a look. It doesn't mean he doesn't love her and doesn't want to be with her forever.
It was a stare.
It wasn't that bad. And it just... It seemed kind of like rushed. That someone said the flashback scene was just like setting up what was going to happen the next scene anyway. But it was just, it seemed so crazy, such a shift. And the only explanation I could give to actually make it make sense to me was that she was pregnant and she was kind of hormonal. Because she was, remember, she was holding her stomach when she was
a lot of people think that she's pregnant.
Juliet, she had this switch. She was just like, I can't be with you, and et cetera, et cetera. And then she got all crazy kamikaze suicidal. And as far as we know, she was the one that detonated the Jughead hydrogen bomb. We don't know the outcome of that yet. We don't know if she's dead forever yet. So it's something that's still up in the air in limbo. But for me, her final 30 minutes on the show, if she is dead... was just crazy. It was just like totally random and definitely lame to me.
Well, if you watch her backstories, and they're always important, how was her character off the island? Very mousy.
Yeah,
doesn't make a decision. Uh-huh. You saw her as a child when her parents were telling her to divorce. What'd she do? She didn't sit there. She ran away.
Mm-hmm.
What does Juliet do? When the pressure's on with Juliet, what does she do?
She kind of retreats.
She retreats in trouble. I think that's what they... If you watch her backstory, that's her. Uh-huh. That's her. She could be pregnant. She could be suffering the hormonal thing. But I think that's just her character. She can't handle pressure.
Actually, no. I think she, if we're going in that sense, she did prove herself because she took a stand. She said, I don't want to be with you because I don't want to. I know no matter what, we may be happy now or whatever, but I will never fully have you. And she took a stand and blew up the bomb to end it all anyway, to try and, you know, revert time.
Yeah.
So that... If that's a conclusion that her character changed, or she was strong enough to do these things, then that's cool. But even then, it was so crazy, so offhand. Let's see what the Twitter folks are saying. Dennis yep. Hoxie, I think her changing her mind was the variable.
Oh. Elfang 42 says that's definitely one of mine. Julia was psycho.
And Jason De La Rosa. Yeah, but all she wanted to do was get off that damn island.
That's all she ever wanted to do.
But Evan agrees. She went all bat crazy. I won't. Brian F101 says, if she's pregnant, there's no way she's dead on the show. Writers couldn't do that.
And then this Hawaiian guy says, no disagreement here. Juliet's wild turnaround in the final, season final, definitely one of my least favorite moments of season five.
Is that
Ryan from the transmission.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, it was sad that they did that to her character. That was frustrating to me.
But like I said, if you look back at her flash, that's her with her husband, Burke. Little short guy. And she crumbled around him.
Uh-huh.
That's her nature. That's her makeup. She's not the tough girl that we see on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down, she is what she is.
But I don't think she was weak in the last scene. I just think it was just she had went crazy. Yeah. That's just me. All right, so are you ready for your number two?
My number two.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We're on a Juliet theme here.
Hold on.
Mine could explain why she was acting that way.
All right, let's hear it, Jack.
Phil smacking Juliet. That scene just ticked me off. Just irritated me. Maybe that's why she was acting the way she was. She was under... You know, she sees her lover, her man she wants to marry, getting beaten. Uh-huh. Silly. She gets smacked herself. She gets dragged into this sub. Kate shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Driving everything crazy. So maybe that's why she was acting the way
Why is it a least favorite, though? It's not like... Because to me, that gave kind of charge to want to kill Phil, which was fun.
Well, that adds to my favorite. But no, I just I didn't... It just made me mad.
Okay.
I didn't like... I told you, for these were selfish reasons. I didn't like it.
Okay, you just didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
But as part of the show, did you like it? Or just you didn't like it, like, you would rather not have that scene in the show? I mean, my least favorite is, like, I would rather just...
I already hated Phil, so they didn't have to give me any more reason to have him killed.
Uh-huh.
For me, he could have died at any point, and I wouldn't have cared.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't need to do that to make me want to see Phil die even more.
Well, I think IMBs on Twitter has a good point. That scene just made his death that much more satisfying.
I agree, but at that point, they didn't need to do that for me. I think we were talking, like, the second week we saw him, we wanted him to die.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't need to do that to make me want him to die more. I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there were people out there not like us that wanted him to die right away. But I was
sick jerks like us.
I was ready for him to die.
Okay. Let's see what Twitter has to say about that. Let's see. It was the logical way to get Sawyer to talk. It made sense with Sawyer's character.
I agree, but I didn't like this. I didn't like it.
Okay. I will get into my number two least favorite scene. Hold on, let's get this typed. Go ahead and keep talking. Do you want to read some more?
Let's see, Steph. I have to re-update here. My computer's a little slow. I don't have a Mac.
All right, well, my number two, let me update it here, is He's Are You. That episode with, I don't remember the guy's name. What was the guy's name that was supposed to be He's Are You, Saeed?
Farley from Deadwood.
What was his name on the show?
Oh, I can't remember what his name was. I think someone who was picked that should have remembered his name.
But the, I mean, just the whole He's Are You episode, the whole setting up, like, this guy is going to be, like, you know, just as...
Well, you thought he was going to be a torturer.
Yeah, and he just comes out, and he's very mousy. He's Evie, if you watch Deadwood, he is a very kind of, like, you know, little character on that show. And he just seemed like a crazy hippie guy who gave him some, you know, truth serum. It wasn't that scary. It wasn't, I mean, compared to what Saeed has done on this show, he's nowhere near Are You. And
but who got the better information?
Who?
Farnham.
Yeah, but it's just, to me, but they didn't believe it.
No, they didn't believe it because it was too out there.
And it's that whole episode, they just...
But I thought that was pretty good, though, because Sawyer was so worried that Saeed was going to talk, and then when he did talk...
But it was just, it was anticlimactic for me. It was
There were some scenes that didn't make sense. Why didn't Saeed just go?
Yeah.
Why'd he stay behind if he was going to kill Ben anyway?
Yeah. And just the shooting Ben and just running off, which was shocking. I mean, it was shocking. But it's still, like, aside from him shooting Ben, just the whole episode was very anticlimactic. And the whole setting up the scene with He's Are You was very, like, okay, that... It was lame.
Oldham,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see what people on Twitter had to say about this. Yeah, very anticlimactic murder. I was prepared to totally be grossed out, but instead I laughed.
It was funny, but he did. If you do remember, he did look like when he came out, he looked like the smoke monster.
That's Saeed in the '70s. Different times call for different methods.
That's how we rolled in the '70s.
I didn't mind the shooting of young Ben. If the people, that's what they're talking about. I was just more upset with the torturer from the past. But
look who their leader was. Who was their leader? Horace.
I know. Just to me, the way they set it
up. And Horace, look when they were beating Sawyer.
The way they set it up.
He was like, "Come on, stop!
But
stop, Brzezinski!
Everyone was just like, "No, we can't take him to him. No, don't. No, oh my gosh." He'll rip his eyeballs out. You know, it's just the way they were saying, like, he was, like, the meanest, baddest guy in the Dharma Initiative.
So what are you saying? It's lazy writing?
It's not lazy writing, but just they get there. Okay, so this is like, oh man, this guy's gonna like totally put the smack down. And so he gets there and he's in a teepee and he has like an old record player and he comes out and it's this little, you know, old guy. And
so now you don't like old guys.
No, but but he was
old,
so
people can't be a torture.
Okay, but even then he could have been shocking and like been like, you know, this totally evil guy or whatever, or somebody that was dark and, you know, worthy of as what they're projecting him to be.
Now, I think at first we thought Sawyer was worried that Saeed was going to get hurt, but then we realized he was just worried that Saeed was going to talk. So he's our you was like, he's just going to get information out of you.
But even then, it was lame.
All right. I'm not arguing it.
Well, okay, like, if that's what they wanted, that's fine, but the way they said it, did you think it was like going to be like finally, or not final, but Saeed was going to get like his, you know, upcoming? It's like just the way they're set, like, this guy was so bad, but he was really kind of lame, and he just gave him some LSD.
He got shot at the end. Last we saw, he was bleeding.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, something shocking and dramatic and everything.
So he did get his.
If Saeed would have come back all beaten up, it would have been less stupid. I agree. And then, Gerdiff 222. I think the writers were going for the nostalgic laugh.
And then Caboose 357 said, "If Saeed would have come back all beaten up, it would have been less stupid."
That's what I said. Just said.
Okay. Oh, you just read that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening.
I'm sorry. I was reading the tweets as you were speaking.
Just kidding. All right.
Well, it was so good, we had to read it twice.
All right. Do you have?
Well, you know, you said everyone can predict what mine is. My number one least favorite scene of season 5.
All right, what do you got?
Well, I'll see if people can predict it.
All right, can you predict the least favorite moment for Jack in season 5?
Season 5. Take off the hat, Jack. That was my least favorite in season 4. I did early. If you should have been here in the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
I showed my haircut.
A lot of you were saying Rosa Bernard. Is Rosa Bernard your least favorite? Well, let's hold on. Okay.
You ready?
I am ready. I'm ready to type it.
My number one least favorite moment in season 5. Rosa Bernard's lame excuse for not joining the Dharma Initiative. I'm sorry. That was weak. That, in my opinion, was lazy writing. Yeah, there's someone had it, yeah. It was weak.
Yeah, I guess we could have all predicted that.
I'm not a bitter person.
Okay, is that if you're just a fan of the show, or is it more you're just upset that your theory didn't come true?
I am a fan of the show.
Okay, but were you more upset that you actually had a chance for this stupid theory, the stupidest theory in the history of your stupid theories?
Okay, this is another thing that bugged me.
Okay.
They put the teasers out there. I saw the teasers. You know, I saw the spoilers were out there.
Uh-huh.
So we knew that they were going back to Dharma camp. Mm-hmm. Not Rosa Bernard, but we knew that they were going to be back in the Dharma camp. I knew that from the third week of the season, the third episode of the season. Mm-hmm. They dragged that out all the way to the final, and Rosa said, "Oh, we're retired."
Well, I like what Stated Showroom had to say. "I love their excuse, not lazy, totally Rose, that matches her personality."
It was, but they could have done that the third episode. "Oh, we're not following you to the creek. We're going to retire.
And
just be done with them."
Okay. Lost Mario Bro says, "You are too predictable, Jack."
I'm a lazy list maker.
Lazy podcaster.
Lazy podcaster. That's it.
Super California said, "Maybe it will be important later on in the series."
No.
No?
No, I think I want them killed off. I want them. I'm done with it.
Jeez, that's so mean.
I am done with Rose and Bernard. I'm done. Done. Finished.
All right. Okay.
To
me, it wasn't that bad. To me, it wasn't that bad. I think it was a good explanation.
Okay.
Brought an end to their characters, and we can just move on.
I'll say this to you.
The only thing that was bad about that was Bernard's beard. That was pretty
Moses. Now, ridiculous. I'll put it in your court.
Okay.
If they would have been in the Dharma Initiative, would that have been made your top 5 worst scenes?
It would have been my number one. Actually, no, it really wouldn't have bothered. I mean, it would bother me.
Because you would have had to listen to me forever.
But I have to regardless. So it's not like... It's a lose-lose for me. It's like I'm not going to win out on that one. And you know, I was kind of happy for you if you actually got that right.
You said off the air, it better not come true.
Like I would say it in front of you that I didn't want it to happen, but deep down inside, I would be happy for you if it did happen.
Lemon Lily 74 said, "I still don't believe how they said they got their food. Something's fishy." And we've had people.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people have said that
theories that Jen was bringing in the food,
and that's a great theory. I think that's very
now.
Possible.
What if they were doing? Okay, I'll throw this out there. Jen was working for Dharma,
mm-hmm.
right? What if they were somehow working with Jen, making a trade? Would that technically be them working for Dharma?
No.
If
they're trading and bartering, that doesn't mean they're part of Dharma.
But they're doing jobs for Dharma. Would that be?
Well, the colonials traded with the Native Americans. Does that make Native Americans colonials?
Well, I was reading the Twitter. I'm sorry. Sure.
I said the colonists traded with the Native Americans. Does that make the Native Americans colonists?
My people, no. My people would say no.
No. You want to specify that you are part Cherokee?
Yes.
I'm part Iroquois, so we were like the mafiosos of the Indian world. I lost you over here.
I'm reading the Twitter.
People are actually talking about Vincent being part of that. Is this the end of Vincent? And they, Dave and Carl, I've heard them say many times that Vincent will be there till the end.
Well, see, Vincent, it doesn't really matter. I think people thought he was more important in the beginning. I remember how there was all those theories that he was a smoke monster and he was, maybe he is. I doubt it, but...
Well, he was in that first scene with Jack in the bamboo.
Right, I think with Vincent, he can just show up at the inn and bark and everyone goes, "Hey, it's Vincent!" And everyone goes, "Oh, it's..." Because I think people just like to see Vincent. They get like when they saw him this year and Sawyer goes, "Oh, it's Vincent, no. Oh."
So, do you think they're going back towards Bart or do you think it is the end of them?
I think it's the end of Rose and Bernard. I'm cool with it. That's the end. That's fine.
All right, well, let me type mine up here for my number.
What's Arcadius? Am I reading this right? It says, "What's Jack's theory about Rose and Bernard?"
Go ahead and say it, Jack. Go ahead and say it.
That Rose and Bernard work for Dharma, but I guess not. VS Lost says, "I still think Vincent is DWG."
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Hold on to me.
I can't read that one.
All right. Well, let me get my number one ready here. You ready?
Well, let's say Ann 7998 says, what if Rose and Bernie were subcontracting for Dharma? Well, so kind of what I was saying.
No, because they're not working for Dharma.
Does that subcontracting? So it means you're technically kind of working for Dharma. Do I get a little?
Then you have to get into the whole clerks debate on the people working on the Death Star if they're really considered part of the evil crew. But anyway, okay. Let me see if people can guess mine. You should probably be able to guess my least favorite moment from season 5. It shouldn't be that hard. And anybody out there?
The name Esau.
Oh, man.
Jay's least favorite moment of season 5.
Anybody get it? Maybe I'm just not as... figure it'd be he's or you. No. All right. Well, since I'm not as predictable as Jack.
Oh, someone says Locke being dead.
Well, let me update it here. Let me read it out of my official notes.
That was Dennis Hoxie.
It is the Locke falling out of a tin can on the beach, supposedly dead scene. The supposedly shocking season finale moment. And Locke is not really the Locke we thought he was.
He wasn't that tough guy on the island who was taking charge and suddenly after 55 years became the leader that he said he would be and always would be and... was never meant to be.
It's just, to me, it was a waste of a character. If he is dead, I don't know if he's dead, so I don't want
to
say
it's
he's
not
dead
waste of a character.
Sure.
You had something to hold on to for 5 seasons. 5 seasons, you had something to hold on to.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Super California says Locke was just having a bad day.
What does that mean?
He's having a bad laying in the sand, I guess.
Yeah, to me, it just seemed...
Nate Gorby says, that was pretty lame. We were all rooting for We were all rooting for you, Jack. Rooting for
Or they'd be rooting for me. Or they're saying my number one was really lame.
I guess so, yeah.
And for those that...
Chris Weddle, lazy riding. Lazy riders, I'm sorry.
Let's see here. But yeah, I mean, it was just, to me, it was... Locke, they just set up Locke to be this great character.
But they didn't.
But, you know, I have to agree with, on the Ustream chat, Nebi26, that we are not done with Locke. We are not done with Locke. But as so, I mean, so far as what we know, Jack's digging a grave right now. I like Arnold Frankel said, what a lazy number one choice. But, you know, we'll see. I don't want to get this big. We've already had big debates about whether, you know, Locke deserved it or not. But that's just my opinion.
They were setting him up. But if you watched the backstory, they were telling you the whole time, this dude is nothing. He's just a guy. And if the guy would just realize he was just a guy. And when they showed Jacob touching him and bringing him back to life, that showed he wasn't special. He's just part of the game. I'm sorry. I hate to be so hard on the guy.
Why did Jacob bring back, this is from Arcadians, why did Jacob bring Locke back to life if he's dead?
Part of the game. Maybe it wasn't Jacob. Maybe it was DWG. We don't know.
All right. Well, that's my number one. So let me ask people out there on Twitter what their least favorite moments from season 5 are.
Kelly Joe 562, Locke is just a really deep sleeper. You know, it's funny, and you would think there'd be more Locke supporters out there, but there's not.
The Locke flock will.
The Locke flock is, you know what, but I'll say this.
Rise like a phoenix.
I will say this, because you Locke flockers have just only one thing that'll make you happy. Mm-hmm. Locke returning and him getting the throne or the, you know, getting the crown. To me, if he comes back and somehow becomes a hero, or his death, what if his death led to something that was helped everybody else on the island? Would that help you? Would that make you happy? His death, he sacrificed himself for the betterment of everybody else. Would that make you happy? He was always doing what was best for the island. He didn't care if he lived or died. Right?
We'll just have to see.
I'm asking you a question. Would that
if
make
dead
you...
is dead and Jacob brought him back to life?
But I'm saying if him not coming back to life, if Locke's character helped everybody out for the greater good, would that make you and the other Locke flock happy?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
All right. Oops. Drop my book. Let's see what you guys had to say for your least favorite moments of season 5. So if you have your least favorite moments, go ahead and put those in now on Twitter. I'm going to see Lavalier Red said, my worst, Charlotte dying before she could make out with her brother Faraday. I'd say that's a good thing. Do we really need that?
And did anyone care that Charlotte died?
A lot of the Acclaim skirt said Charlotte dying.
Really?
Joan Puckett said lots of bad moments this season were inconsistencies, characters, Jughead Locke falling from a building, no glass around him.
Well, Steph Miss said the big reveal being that Hawkins was Faraday's mom, anticlimactic. I agree with that. There were a lot of things this year where he went up to when she went up to Penny and said, "I'm his mom." We all knew that. There were a lot of scenes that if that would have happened in season 1, we would have been, huh, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things like this when we found out Widmore was his dad, and, you know, everything like that was like, "Okay." There were a lot of scenes this year that didn't happen. They kind of went a thud because we already knew. They should have just told us from the beginning instead of dragging it out.
Okay. Because we found it, we pretty much knew in Jughead, right?
Right.
So it wasn't as shocking. Not getting to see action Lapidus. I guess there was enough action scenes for Lapidus.
People love Frank.
The Blakery.
People love Frank. And is there more to Frank? Is he next in line, or is he the, what did they say about him?
Well, he could be friends with him or something.
No, he could be
part of their group.
Something like that.
Lindsay Jolin said, why be being a good kid? Why is that disappointing, our least favorite? I kind of liked him being a good kid, so it wasn't like he wasn't always evil.
Oh, Ben?
Yeah. Why be young Ben?
Yeah. I was cool with him being a good kid.
Nippy said...
Well,
going to that, they had to show him being a good kid because it would have made no sense at all them saving him. Wouldn't you agree?
What?
They had, the writers had to show him being at least worth saving because he was such a...
Well, Nimpy said, least fave, Ben not dying from a gunshot to the heart. Implausible.
Yeah, but not on this island.
And Locke can't not be dead?
He's dead.
All right.
How many times... Okay, if he just had died... He was strangled. He was in the morgue. He was in the at the butcher shop for a while.
Uh-huh.
He was on the plane. He was in the sand. He was in that box. And it was hot there.
We have 8108 followers. 8108 followers.
No, we're up to 8012 now.
Oh, mine's kind of behind then.
Oh.
This is from Miss CC Sunshine. Jack being so passive, that got annoying at some point.
Well, I try.
Not you, Jack Shepard.
Well, Jack was also he was sitting back and he wasn't in charge anymore, right?
Yeah.
Sawyer told him right away, Doc, you're no longer in charge.
Mr. Bill BTCE, the best assets in the show were killed at the end. Rest in peace, Juliet.
Is she dead? Will she come back?
I don't know.
A lot of people hope that we're going to have a Desmond thing going on with Juliet. How he woke up and he was naked, running around. A lot of people hope that's with Juliet. No, I'm not saying I'm not a sexist. I'm not saying that. I won't. I'll watch. But
there's nothing wrong with a naked woman. That's not sexist.
Well, the way that you're thinking about it is.
How do you know what I'm thinking? Oh,
man. I know.
Lack of Ethan follow-up from Clamskirt. And Annie Norris says, my least favorite was Kate not dying this season. Just kill her. She's useless.
I think, I'm going to say it right now. At the end of Lost, you people who hate Kate right now will like her.
Caddygirl 102, worst was Richard Alpert saying Ben wouldn't remember when he carried him into the temple.
I was okay with it.
And we'll do one more. We'll do two more here. D. Shipton. Desmond not getting a lot of screen time. I mean, he wasn't as much, but he still was there.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of him next year because he's... Well, maybe not a lot, but he's important to the show. Now, a lot of people think he won't even come back.
Why?
Next season. I don't know if a lot of people think he's not going to be back on the show. I think he's too...
He's got to be back on the show.
Yeah.
He's too loved. So is
Locke.
And his stories are, like... Have surpassed Locke lately for the best backstories on the island, in my opinion, or the best like centric episodes, because we love the Penny Desmond relationship.
You know, so again on the Penny Desmond thing, I don't care.
Really,
I just don't care.
All right, so let's get into.
I was hoping that was almost going to make my worst scenes that Ben not being successful at shooting Penny, but I figured people might hate that, so I so I changed my mind on that one.
All right, so now it is time for...
Well, Starry Hour says, my worst no Richard backstory.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But it didn't happen, so it can't be your least favorite moment.
Yeah, but it not, I guess, but I agree, not it not happening.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been
You
cool.
think we'll ever get one?
What, an Albert backstory?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that, this is what a lot of theories we're getting in emails. People think that we're going to see the Black Rock land on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Richard will be on the Black Rock, and we will get Richard's backstory. That'll be the opening scene next year. Oh, first episode.
That would be cool. That'd be cool. I mean, I think everyone loves Albert so much that they just want more.
My only fear is when the boat runs aground,
uh-huh.
It doesn't run over Locke.
That's so wrong on so many levels. All right, so we're going to do our top five here. Do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay.
And that was just a joke, guys. I'm just joking.
My number five.
Number five. Best moment of season five. Would you like me to ad-lib here?
No, okay, ready?
Yeah.
My number five is... hold on, is the Jughead episode. It's like overall.
The whole episode?
The whole episode.
Now, hold on a second. No one told me I could use say the whole episode in the rules.
Okay, just the episode. It's yeah, you can use the episode. It's a moment. That's a moment. A large moment, but it's a moment.
A 43-minute scene?
A 43-minute narrative.
Boo.
Cop-out. It's not a cop-out.
It's a cop-out.
I loved just a lot of the... Because there's a lot revealed in that episode. Like, we pretty much knew that Faraday's mom was Eloise Hawking at that point.
Yes, we did.
It was a Desmond backstory. I liked him kind of being in the present while Faraday was in the past and trying to like reach to this point. And I loved at the end when we found out that Desmond named his kid Charlie.
It had two meanings though, Charles Widmore or Charlie.
But I think it was definitely for Charlie. You know, Charlie Pace.
Well, he had him killed, so.
He didn't have him killed.
Told him, yeah, you're gonna die anyway.
And it was just a, I don't know. It was really cool, and I liked the episode. I like the fact that when I heard the episode title, I was like, Jughead. That's a stupid name. It's gonna be a stupid episode. And I
thought it'd be someone like a Jughead, like kind of like you.
Mm-hmm. And I liked it a lot. So Jughead is my number five.
Okay, we'll see what the people think.
Let's see. Marcus Dixon, Jughead rocked. Young Charles Widmore goes to the to my gym, and I told him how great he was. That's cool. The extra plays the young Charles Widmore.
That's cool, yeah.
Super California said, hey, lazy podcasting. Oh, man. VS lost a Jughead like Jack. Aw.
That's not funny.
Why? Because your nice domed head.
No, Jughead means kind of a goofy person.
L.A. Perla, I love Jughead. So I think people are on my side.
Okay. All right.
So let's get to your...
My top number five was...
Hold on. Number is...
Season 5.
Are you serious?
Well, if you can use a whole episode, I'll just say season 5.
That's not specific because it's out of season 5.
It was one great from the start.
Okay, what's your real one? What's your real one?
It was such a great season that I was just so impressed by season 5. It had the Jughead episode, which a lot of people have liked. It had the Desmond Penny thing going on, people liked. It had Sawyer Juliet. Had Jack, like someone said, Jack being named the janitor was a funny scene. So I think season 5. No, I'm not a cop out like some. My season 5 was Froggert getting killed by the flaming arrow.
I forgot about that.
That just because you know that we couldn't wait to see Froggert, but he turned out to be such a jerk that when he died, we're like, cool.
So okay, what was better, Phil or I guess we'll find that out then, right?
I don't know. I'm not gonna say, but at this point, no, I think Froggert getting.
Yeah, and you know, I never thought they could possibly top Arzt getting killed.
Yeah.
But it came pretty close. I think, you know, we got a little Arzt on you, still the best. But
well, I think we were thinking,
it was still great.
We were thinking that Froggert might have a little more going on this year. And then he just, you know, he starts blah, 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 blah. He was complaining about something, the way they were cooking, right? Or something.
Something like
that.
He
was
just
complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then the arrow started coming and whoop, right in his chest. It's like,
but I was just like, we can't even get. Fire!
That's what it was. Now, is that lazy writing?
No, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. So sometimes you got to give the writers credit. You can't just keep saying lazy, lazy,
you,
lazy, lazy.
You keep repeating it. I said it would be lazy if that was the case.
I think if you go back and check the tapes, I never said the word lazy until it was brought up.
Mm-hmm. So that is that your number five. Right?
Number five, Froggert dying a painful death.
Let's see what people say. On the tweets.
Was it N. Kidwell said, I think Rose shot the fatal arrow.
Lost Mario Bro says, best scene in Lost ever.
It was a great scene.
George Hesher says, yes, I was about to say good riddance to Froggert. I laugh.
Like I said, they said it's kind of like Caesar. We thought he was going to be a main character.
Boom.
Oh, I like this one. And 7998. Death by heartburn. there's another one. Derby Kid, Froger had it coming. Red shirt annoying equals death sentence.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, so let's get to my number four. You ready, Jack?
The incident.
It's my number four, not your number four.
No, I figure that's what you're going to say.
Okay.
Parts one and two. Always going out on the limb, Jay, the incident. I love the part where they, at the end, did they blow up the Jughead? Did they not blow it? Was it a flash? What was going on? V.S. Law says, no, but it wasn't as good as Log Carrying Guy. No, Log Carrying Guy getting shot was the best. In season four, when he was running with the wood and he got shot.
Uh-huh.
That was the best one.
Death for,
for a log carrying person.
Yeah, because it was great. He was just holding logs and he got shot.
He got shot. So that made, that
this is like one of those things.
If we would have done that list in season four, that would have been number one on my list.
All right. Let's see. My number four is Sawyer as Jim LaFleur. When we had that episode, LaFleur. And got introduced to his character.
So basically, you're just going to name off episodes.
No, just his character and his.
I need to, like I said, next time I need the ground rules before we we do this.
Just that where we find out that Sawyer has, you know, got his own little. You know that last scene when he's going back home, he picks up a flower and he comes home to Juliet. And to me, that whole entire scene, that whole entire episode encompassed the change in Sawyer, and that he was, you know, a good guy now. He was, you know, trying to live a normal life. And you know, I really like that scene when he comes home to Juliet in the kitchen and she's making him dinner and they kiss and say, "How's it
and
going,
she didn't
sweetie?
Burn the dinner.
Yeah, she didn't burn the dinner. So the transformation of Sawyer into Jim LaFleur. Sheriff of Dharmaville.
Wow.
That's a moment.
I'm not arguing. Very sensitive moment.
Let's see what people had to say on the tweets.
The Jay's a chick.
Sari Hours. It was interesting seeing another side of Sawyer. Sawyer. What? His character was getting boring. And then Lavalier Red said, "Ah, Jay's such a romantic."
The Blakely says, "I've been calling myself LaFleur ever since I saw that episode."
Faith Sawyer calling Richard Guyliner.
That was a good one.
But, you know, it was just...
Donna Ward says the same thing. I agree. Sawyer's LaFleur was the absolute fave thing of season five.
All right, so...
Yeah, okay.
Are you ready for your number four?
My number four.
Hold on.
My
set
number
up,
four.
Set it up.
This one is more of a, it was a, it made me laugh. So I put that on here because it made, actually the fifth one made me laugh too when Froger got killed. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Hurley throwing the hot pocket towards Ben. That scene just cracked me up. It was hilarious. Because it came out of nowhere. Ben scares Hurley and boom, he throws a hot pocket up against the wall.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that, you know, because these writers sometimes been accused of being, you know. I don't even want to use the word anymore, but who saw that coming? He's cooking a hot pocket. The next minute, it's who? Did you know Ben was going to be coming in the room?
No.
And Ben comes in the room and the hot pocket goes splattering up against the wall.
Oh, that was a great scene. It was hilarious. It was a good reaction because I think everyone kind of had that where it's like, oh,
yeah.
So he threw the hot pocket at him, which was great. And I think when we were talking to Hori on the 25-hour cast, did he say it was like a dummy hot pocket? Like it wasn't a real hot pocket?
It was a rubber hot pocket.
It was a stunt hot pocket.
But it was still
hot,
though, I think. Wasn't it still hot?
Maybe.
I think it was still hot. I was kind of punchy at that point.
Yeah.
I think it was still kind of hot. But like someone heard, Danny Hansen said, Ben didn't even flinch. Hot pockets can give you a third-degree burn.
Yeah, those things get molten lava hot in the middle.
Yeah, so.
Depending on how you cook them. Let's see what people said on the tweets. Fidel style. Yes, the hot pocket even has the perfect splatter. Hilarious. GDTRFB222. Hurley's Hot Pocket, hilarious. We laughed for several minutes.
It was fun. It was just funny.
And except the whole scene with him going out there and saying, I did it, I killed him, I, you know.
And Joel R. Thomas, I laughed the Hot Pocket thing for at least a week. Yeah, it was just a great scene.
It was hilarious. It was well done. It was great. It was it, like I said, it was what made it funny was you didn't suspect it. It came out of nowhere. He sees this guy cooking a Hot Pocket, like going, why is this guy cooking a Hot Pocket? Of course, I did point out, though, that it wasn't in its little, you didn't wrap it up in a towel.
What do you mean?
Just when you do a cook a Hot Pocket in a microwave, you should wrap it up in a towel, or it comes with that little thing. So if he would have had it in a towel, it would have splattered like that.
Ah, okay.
Because you don't want it to splatter in the microwave and make a mess, but that's just me. But it probably
I think you have your microwave etiquette.
Well, it is, but you know, this way it made a lot funnier. If he would have had it in the paper towel, it wouldn't have been as funny. What are you reading?
Oh, Kristen Bond said, "Will, a muscly blonde version of Jay is on Monday Night Raw."
What?
I don't know. The Banhammer is crazy. He gets back from his honeymoon and he turns crazy.
I don't know. Did you hear Jay's last one? He doesn't sound sound too tough to me.
Oh, you know when LaFleur got that flower, and went to Juliet and he said, "I love you, Juliet." That was my favorite scene of season 4.
Kristen Boston, congratulations. He got married.
I tried to talk him out of it, but he didn't listen.
And he's back from his honeymoon.
Where'd he go on his honeymoon? Where'd he go?
Do you want to say Banhammer?
You're already back. It's not like we can go stalk you. I mean, you're...
Well, I guess Colleen looked at his pictures on Facebook or something, said it was very nice. Riviera Maya, Mexico.
Oh.
So.
Cool.
I guess Mexico's a place to go for your honeymoon nowadays. So did I just go?
No, I did.
No, you did number 4. Okay. My number 3. I forgot I went first.
Donna Ward said, how about the, I don't know if it's on your list, but the Analysia cameo.
Nope.
I didn't see that one coming either. Jalen, 1980, Hurley telling his mom the whole story of Loss. That was, I forgot about that scene.
Oh, yeah, that was.
I forgot all about that scene. That might have made my top 5. Yeah, tell Libby I said hi. Derby kid. That scene made me cry. It wasn't as sad, though, as choked me up as much as when Sawyer grabbed that flower and walked in and gave it to Juliet and said, I love you until Kate comes back.
My number 3 is a double. It's a double scene.
Oh, come on.
Tied for number 3.
Such a cheater.
Hurley's Star Wars debate and his Hot Pocket scene. Since you already had Hot Pocket, I guess I could just
So you wrote down the Hot Pocket scene.
No. See, it was right there with its...
I can't read your writing.
But yeah, I just... The whole setup for him rewriting Empire Strikes Back was great. Like, because I think I caught it before you did. And
yes, you did.
And it was hilarious. And I really liked his, you know, unique analysis of if Luke could have, and Luke and could have sucked it up and just talked it out with Darth Vader.
Yeah, we would have made everything. But that's
the whole bad Ewoks.
But
man,
that's the
Ewoks suck, dude.
Yep, and that's the whole thing on Lost. If they would just talk, you know, talk to each other, things would be better on the island. But they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if more guys would bring flowers. there'd be less violence on the island.
Well, let's see what people on Twitter have to say. Right on, they're calling me cheater.
How is Harry Potter on this top thing? Why are people talking? Is there a movie coming out?
Yeah, there's a movie, Harry Potter.
Okay, I apologize. I don't want the Harry Potter hate coming.
Don't hate on Harry Potter, they'll get you.
Rocket Sauce 1991 says, worst cop out since Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Denver the Last Dinosaur was great. People love Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Gosh. That's too funny.
Mary Amy said, I thought that would be your number one geek moment for the win. Close, but Prophet Lickus, maybe? Achilles? I wonder if he gave Boba Fett more lines. That'd been cool.
Yeah.
Every list Boba Fett.
That was going to be on my list, but I knew you would have it on your list. That's why I didn't put it on my list.
Oh, come on.
I knew you would do this Star Wars thing.
Whatever, Mr. Martyr.
No, I'm just saying. I'm cool. I didn't have like 16 picks and 7 episodes.
Oh, man. All right.
LaPerla says the talk about time travel was great between Miles and Hurley. That was a good one.
Okay.
Is that on your list?
No.
Was that episode?
What was it again?
I'll tell you later. All right. My number three.
Okay, your number three.
Favorite moment.
Okay.
The opening scene between Jacob and DWG, which sets up all of next season. I love that. The acting was great. The way that are we guessing, is Jacob good? Is Jacob bad? Is the DWG guy good or is he bad? Are they both bad? Are they just? I think we all agree they're playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone disagrees with they're playing a game, right?
Yeah.
But that whole scene, I watched it over and over again because we had some people questioning. They said a lot of people were saying that Jacob said, or DWG said, we brought them to the island. He does not say that. He says, you brought them to the island.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we got called on it. I even went and watched it on ABC.com in closed caption. Because it is hard to hear. It does say, you brought them to the island.
Yeah.
So when he's talking about the Black Rock, I love that scene. I think that's a great, great scene.
It is a great scene. It sets up so much. It sets up next season.
And you Locke Flock complain about Locke being killed. To me, it'd be a worse tragedy if that's the end of Jacob.
Well, a lot of people are talking now. I guess Damon Lindelof said that he compares Locke to Severus Snape, which is from Harry Potter. And I know Carlene's a big Harry Potter fan. She's been trying to find a way to tell me why that is without spoiling me on Harry Potter, because I still haven't finished the Harry Potter book.
Are you going to finish it?
Yeah, eventually. Why are you shaking your head?
It was sat on your desk here for 3 years.
Just
be spoiled on it. Just go ahead and spoil me. I want to know what it is.
Colin says, I will hunt down and kill you.
Who, me?
Yeah, if you spoil me.
Spoil me. I don't care.
So, it does set up a lot, and it looks great. How have you not finished Harry Potter? It will happen eventually.
It had dust on it.
It was at my apartment in Denver.
I used to look at it every day we record. Every time we record it,
that wasn't Harry Potter.
Yes, it was, and it held the microphone stand up for the longest time.
No, that wasn't Harry Potter. That was something else.
It was Harry Potter, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was
Harry
not.
Potter. Yes, it was. I said, "You ever going to finish this?" Someday I'll finish. I don't really want to read it, but what are you going to do? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Something like that. I don't know if those are the exact words.
All right. Xantis said, accurate ranking, Jack. Great scene seeing the Black Rock floating around offshore.
Lost Fangirl 27 wants to know, what book are you on, Jay?
I'm on the second one. I'm like halfway through the second one.
Okay. You know they have movies?
From what I've heard, the movies do not do the books justice. So I'm not allowed to watch the movies.
People are saying don't give out spoilers. Okay, so don't give out spoilers. I was just kidding. Don't give out spoilers.
Yeah, good job.
Don't spoil. You can send me, actually, if you want, you can go to Crackpot Jack and send me a private message, and I'll read it later, because I don't know what it is. I don't care. I don't want to get spoiled. I mean, I want to get spoiled. I don't care.
Da, 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 da. Okay, this one's a more specific scene from Jughead. And it's my number two favorite from this season.
Didn't you already mention Jughead as the whole episode? And now I'm going into more
specifics.
I think we need to vote on this. Is Jay just a cheater? Does Jay cheat when it comes to these?
Jughead was like every other scene, Jughead, except for this scene, because this one's higher for me.
Your number five or number four was Jughead. How can this be your number
besides
two?
Besides this scene, because this scene's higher.
All right, I'll let the people decide if Jay's a cheater or not.
Silver says, cheater, pumpkin eater. But okay, so my number two, all right, is the Charles Widmore revelation. When John Locke comes up and...
when he lies to him?
When Richard Alpert, kind of reprimands young Charles Widmore. And then, he says, cut it out, Widmore. And then... Locke goes, Charles Widmore? It was such a cool scene. And I loved it. I thought it was great.
Anakin 18:14 says, "We seem to be bickering more than usual."
No.
No.
Oh, man. I'm just an honest person. And when someone does something I think is dishonest, I call them out.
Like Wayne says, Jay crammed last night for the show and only watched Jughead.
Super California says, that was cheap, Jay. So I think people are
calling you out, Jay.
Okay, maybe. And then my number two, well, that'll be my number two. My number five will be...
you can't change it.
Well, I don't get upset at me.
You didn't turn the wheel and it's not skipping. You can't sit there and go back in time.
Yes, I can. Anyway, that's my number two, Widmore Revelation.
Someone's John F119's favorite scene was Nikki's dressed as a stripper. That was season three.
Couple it's still a favorite.
Couple seasons off, but I can't argue with it.
Anyway.
All right, you ready for my number two?
I'm ready for your number two.
My number two.
Sure it'll stink.
Actually, like people have already been guessing it. Hurley, Miles, and Dr. Chang in the VW van. When Hurley was commenting that Miles had the same name as Dr. Chang's son. Isn't that a coincidence, Miles? And Miles is trying to get Hurley to be quiet.
Yeah, what would I say that for the Twitter folks? Hurley.
Hurley, just put scene with Hurley, Miles, and Dr. Chang. Miles has the same name as his dad. Love that scene. That was Hurley was in the back of the van and they're going on. That whole episode was fun. That was your scene with the Ewoks. Mm-hmm. It was a great episode. Razzle dazzle. Will that be the most famous line from Lost?
What?
Razzle dazzle?
No.
You say razzle dazzle, everybody knows
there's
that's
a lot
Lost.
Of lines though.
No, but if you say razzle from the people who characters people hated the most, Nikki and Paolo, you say razzle dazzle, any Lost fan would know that's Lost.
Another one's like, guys, where are we? Or,
but that's
all everybody.
But that's from Charlie. That's from a character everybody likes. It's a great line, but I'm saying.
Don't tell me what I can't do. There's a lot of great lines in this show.
But that's, you're not listening. This is from a character.
Don't tell me what I can't do ever.
That was a great line. But this is from a character nobody, they wish was never on the show.
Done everything you asked me to do. So why have you done this?
Because I need you to kill someone at the end. We like to use you.
No.
Come on, razzle dazzle.
Is the greatest quote from that show?
No, I didn't say the greatest quote. I said it's a line that if you said razzle dazzle, people go, alas.
I don't think everybody know.
Anyone from Lost who watches Lost would know.
Yeah, but you could say a bunch of quotes from Lost that everyone knows from Lost.
But I'm saying from someone everyone hates Nikki and Paolo.
Or we have to go back, Kay. That's another great one.
Yeah. But I'm saying that we like Jack.
And I'm with DC Wong 4114. I didn't know that was from Exposé. I haven't watched that since it aired. I haven't watched that one since it aired either.
But you knew it was from Lost.
Yeah, but there's a lot of those. I mean, you're not really... I'm making your point.
I'm making a point saying that two characters everyone would want to forget. No one wants to forget Locke, even though he's laying there
because
in the sand.
Because like, when you say Razzle Dazzle, that's kind of like making the joke of how terrible those characters were.
Lottery ticket says, Jack, you're right. Or whatever happened.
All right, you ready for my number one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. My number one, hold on.
Let's see. Fidel Style said, Jack, you did say it was the best quote. Sorry, you're wrong. Okay, I misstepped.
Precisely.
It was my point. It's a quote that most people, anybody who watches Lost, would remember from two characters or from a character nobody liked. That nobody, they'd wish they were never on the show. That was my point. God, you people. All right. Laverlitter said, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Walt!
He's my son. Don't tell me how to raise my son.
Anakin says, bicker, bicker, bicker. I don't remember that quote.
Don't tell me how to raise my son. Walt! All right, hold on. My number one is introduction of Jacob and Esau.
You just stole it from me.
Dude, okay, look, it's written in ink right there. It was there before we even started. I loved it. It's set up where we're going. I love the characters. I love the actors they chose.
Hey, well,
they
hold
played
on a second.
It well.
Okay. I think I'm having a flashback.
Mine's higher than you, so okay. That makes mine better. I loved the way the actors portrayed the characters. I loved how it was ambiguous. I love how we don't know who's good or evil. I love everything that was set up in that episode about Jacob and Esau, and I can't wait to see where that goes for next season.
Now, most people think, I think it's like split down the line. I think that Jacob is not a nice, I don't think he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
What you think, you don't, you agree, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's a good guy either.
So we both, see Anakin, we both agree that Jacob is not a good
Anakin?
Guy.
Anakin?
Someone down the line, Anakin, said that.
I think you're like referencing him to Anakin Skywalker.
No. I think they might both be bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
But people keep saying, oh, when they got to the end, they had the choice not to kill. They had the choice not. I mean, Michael didn't have to kill and this and that. That's correct. When they got to the island.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't their choice to go to the island the first time. They might have chose to go. Hurley might have chose to go back to the island. Jack might have chose to go back to the island. Kate chose to go back to the island. Saeed was brought back to the island by Alana, who was working for, we assume, Jacob.
Jacob, yep.
So he didn't choose to go back to the island. He was brought back. So when they originally went to the island, we know now it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't by accident that they crashed on that island.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree on that?
Yeah.
So they didn't choose to go to the island. They didn't choose to be part of the game. They were thrown into
Esau said that. He says, like, you brought him here, didn't you?
Right. So
why
when
are
people,
you doing this?
But we keep getting a lot of emails saying they chose to kill. They chose to do this. Once they got to the island, yes. They did what was in their human nature.
Well, yeah, human nature.
But
which
they
is what?
They didn't choose to go to the island.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I agree, and that's, I think, what Esau was having problems with Jacob and what he was doing. And saying, you know I want to kill you, right? Or how bad I want to kill you.
Yeah.
So.
And 7998 says, I disagree. Jacob is wearing white. He is good.
Mr. B Music Man, the moment Jacob came out of Esau's mouth for the first time. Michael was a jerk. Good thing they killed him. Jacob and Fakob both have different motives. all right, so Jack, why don't we get to your number one moment.
Number one moment.
Season five.
I think you can guess it.
I think so.
Should I just say it?
Hold on.
Da, 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 da.
Is it Phil dying?
It is Phil getting killed by the Iron Rod. Made my day. Made my season. I was when that happened, I was sold on Lost. I was ready to, you know, a lot of people go, yeah, when we found out Locke was in the wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
On Walkabout. That's when they were sold. When Phil got killed by that iron rod, I said, I love this show. I'm going
to
go.
I'm excited to be a part of it.
I'm going to go the distance with it. They have got a fan for me for life.
Oh,
I'm with them forever. So on that scene, that sold me on Lost.
So you thought that you were wavering on your love of Lost, and this brought you back in?
I was never a fan. I was like, oh, okay. All right, so Locke was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, okay.
Now he's walking on the island. Okay, uh-huh. Whatever.
That brought you in.
No, that was kind of like, oh, okay, I'll keep watching. The smoke, okay, that's it. So for four or five seasons, Razzle Dazzle, I was kind of sold on that. I liked it. It's probably my favorite line ever on Lost.
Oh, my God.
But then when Phil got that iron rod in his chest, I go, this show is great.
Uh-huh.
I love this show.
Hmm.
So that's what sold me on Lost.
Yeah, it was a great scene. It was a great scene, but I think you're exaggerating a little bit, I think.
No.
I like what Adam
Rebar. Lunsford, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Rebar.
Adam Lunsford said, Rebarred.
Either way, he's dead.
And Lynn's 047, one of the most satisfying deaths ever in any show.
It was.
And Gregory Bloodthirsty Jack?
Yes.
Why?
I don't... Who... Was anybody upset that Phil...
Well, here we go. Lottery ticket said, boo, no way, lame death scene.
Lame death scene?
I kind of almost agree is that it could have been better if, like, Sawyer actually did the killing, but it was just kind of like Sawyer got out of the way and then Phil got killed, or Phil
well,
got kind of
he was more concerned what was going on with Juliet. Would you rather he kill Phil and Juliet get dragged down by a chain and down to a well and then
what's,
and end up smashing a bomb?
It's,
oh, wait, that's what happened.
Lethal Weapon 2. When the
diplomatic immunity.
And then, like, Danny Glover goes, you know, is
can't get his neck and shoots him anyway.
Yeah. And it's like, your whatever's been revoked and shoots him. That's, you know, that's cool.
That is a great scene.
Yeah.
But it's part where he goes, diplomatic immunity.
And they have, like, some stupid laugh.
That's one of my favorite lines in any movie. I use it all the time.
I haven't seen that in a while, but it is a great movie.
When I get pulled over by the cops, I go, diplomatic immunity.
Is the second Lethal Weapon the one with him sitting on the toilet and his bombs rigged to it?
Yeah, that might be the... There's,
I think it's the second one.
No, that might be the third
one. Is that the third one? We digress.
Yeah.
But, so, there you have it. What is your guys' favorite?
Lucas Meg says, Jack finally has some sweet release for all us Phil haters. There were people that needed to see Phil die in a gruesome way. Would have been... Sawyer shooting him would have been like, all right, so whatever. Sawyer, he shot someone. A rebar going into his chest and him dying. That to me was more graphic and more, okay, good, he's dead.
Mm-hmm. So what are your favorite moments from season 5? Let's hear it. On Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack for those that don't follow us on Twitter.
Not follow us.
But you should.
Arnold Franklin said, we're not going to Guam, are we? That line by Frank, that was a great line.
That was great. And Andrew 390, Montan's arm getting ripped off was awesome.
I still think that scene kind of was like, that's how he got his arm ripped off.
I liked it.
They were holding on to him, and that's what ripped off his arm.
That's pretty crazy.
It was crazy, but it was, come on, bud. That's just not believable.
Let's see, JRG 1990, favorite seats from season 5. No Claire in the whole season. Just a shame we did have Aaron, I guess.
F and J Marshall said, I agree Phil should have been shot by Danny Marshall, or Danny Glover.
Would that be so? And Phil goes, I'm going to report you.
That would have been just jump. That would have been jumping the
Your
shark.
Your report though. Has been revoked. Oh, man. Lemon Lily 74 says, Rousseau's team arrives on the island with Jin.
That's true.
That was a cool scene. Or seeing Jin alive. Actually, I probably should put this in my 5. When Jin, we found Jin,
Jin was alive. A lot of people didn't like that.
Really?
They didn't think it was believable.
How was it not believable?
They just didn't like it.
Okay.
Kelly Joe 562 said, Hurley hugging Sawyer saying, dude, you're alive.
Oh, that was a great scene. Locke talking to Ben when he wakes up. Welcome to the land of the living. That was a great scene.
Yeah.
What's it? Look at that bias. Like we say a Locke one, you're just like, yeah, whatever.
No, I was reading. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Miss, this is a Locke one. Miss Sunshine. I can't pronounce. Miss Sunshine. Miles explained the timeline to the O4.
Yeah, Dennis Hoxie had the same one. Our favorite one, number 2, Hurley and Miles discussing the rules of time travel. That was just great, that whole episode.
Dharma Shark said, something, something, Saeed. I guess anything Saeed.
Ah, okay. Kelly Mullen, that D is my dad. The D word.
Oh, yeah. The D word we didn't use.
Starts with a D and rhymes with swoosh. Jacob brushing Ben off. I guess that would be the what about you?
Oh, I forgot about that scene. John F 119, son hitting Ben in the head.
That was great.
That was a great scene. And just his reaction to the whole thing.
Favorite scene, Locke getting dumped on the beach by Plenert. Come on.
That was a great scene. Oh, there's a Locke scene I'm agreeing with.
Oh, and 7998 guy dying by knives in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, I love that scene.
That was crazy.
Oh, and another scene when Hurley walked outside and he had the knife, had the blood on him, and didn't he have a knife? Uh-huh. And someone took a picture of him.
He had the gun.
He had the gun.
And ketchup got on his shirt.
Ketchup got on his shirt. That's right. And he got fucking
This is I forgot about this one. Arnold Frankel, Hurley denying to Chang that they were from the future.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
That was funny.
That shower guy is my dad. Ben killing Locke, not for his death, but for the intensity of the scene and acting.
This one almost made my high five. Desmond beating the crap out of Ben and dumping him into the water.
That
almost
great.
Made my top 5. Of course, but it did screw up my theory. So that's why I didn't make it.
Season 5, this is from Miss CC Sunshine. season 5, episode 1, Faraday as a workman in the Swan drilling at the beginning of season 5, season 1.
That was a
great scene.
ERFA 90, Ben getting judged by Smokey was also a great scene.
That was a
great scene.
Prophet Icolus or something like that. I love my Shih Tzu, the t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was a great scene there with the worker at the gas station.
Yeah.
The look on Ben's face when he sees Locke is alive. That was excellent.
That was classic.
I love the whole kind of dynamic there with Locke getting the best of Ben. And the thing that ticks me off is that if now that's not true, it's just like all that enjoyment out of Ben finally suffering under Locke was, you know, for nothing.
But this is what made the scene that so good.
No! That made it stupid!
Relax here, Biff.
No!
Because we thought Ben was lying. The whole time when he kept telling Son, I've never seen anyone come back, I've seen a lot of things happen, blah, 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 blah. Who thought Ben was telling the truth? Did you think Ben was... The whole time, Ben's lying.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna turn on Locke as soon as he has a chance. He's going to kill Locke as soon as he has a chance. Because Locke will do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Locke will turn his back. In fact, when they were walking to the temple, Locke had his back to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben, we kept waiting for it to happen, That's why it was such a good twist. That's why it wasn't lazy writing. We didn't believe. We thought he was alive. Bummer, he's not. History.
All right, let's do a couple more here. Miles looking at his baby self. I got a little teary-eyed.
Catty Girl 102, Hurley quiz, who is the president?
Yeah. That was part of the whole, you know, Chang quizzing him.
Yeah.
Which is, it was great I set that up because Hurley was saying earlier on, like when he was first in the dark, he's like, well, what if they ask me who the president is and stuff like that? He's like, yeah. No, he should be fine.
Yeah. And then us getting the years wrong.
Let's see. Any other ones? Hold on.
The scene where we actually Lost Lover says when we see Locke fall out of the building and Jacob goes over and touches it.
That was a cool scene.
Where he's reading his book. He's reading his book patiently waiting for Locke to get pushed out the window.
It was funny too, just sitting there. I was like,
It was like Heaven Can Wait. If you've ever seen Heaven Can Wait. That was what it reminded me of.
To find out that the first 6 episodes of season 3 wasn't a totally waste of time. Airplane track rules.
I agree.
That's true, though. I mean, when we found that they actually were building a runway of some sorts.
Right. When we were going, a runway? How are you going to build a runway?
Which seems so nonsensical and stupid. But it turned out to be true.
Reading.
Which actually, you know, kind of begs the question, Jack, do you think that anything we put in our top 5 least favorite moments, do you think any of those will become, you know, not out of our top least favorite moments after this show's all over?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Any of them?
You mean of all time?
No. I'm saying, like, any of these things that we put in our least favorite moments of season 5, do you think any of those are going to, like, kind of, like, not be in our least favorite once we find out everything that happened?
Well, mine were more selfish reasons, like Rose Menard not joining Dharma, Phil smacking Juliet.
Uh-huh.
The Kate Sawyer Juliet's... They could maybe make that scene maybe mean something.
Uh huh.
I don't know if they're going to do that or not. No, mine are pretty much for selfish reasons, so.
Okay. All right. So that is our top 5. That was your top favorite moments and least favorite moments of season 5 on our first ever live Lost Tweetcast.
Are we going to take some questions?
We'll take a few questions. It's running a little bit long here. Almost getting up to 2 hours.
2 hours?
But let's see. Any quick questions? Maybe one or two. About Lost or stuff for discussion.
Kelly Mullen says, what if when you find out Phil was actually good and could have got them off the island, would that change my...
I think once he hit Juliet, I think it kind of ended him for everybody.
Yeah. I don't think he could be redeemed. Well, does he deserve redemption? According to you, everyone deserves redemption. Does Jacob come over and touch Phil and take that rebar out of his chest?
Akubiski said, are you two married? No.
No.
Together or married to other people? Neither. Jack's married. I'm married. Anything else? Let's see.
Are we gonna do a Jay and Jack Tweetcast? We might.
Yeah, I think this went really well.
Yeah, I thought so.
And I think we're gonna do a Jay and Jack show Tweetcast, and the verses will be part of that, and we'll do the votes live on Twitter over Ustream. For our next verses, we just got to find a good verses that both Jack and I can hate each other against. Skate, Locke versus Kate.
Skate Rough Flanders said that, what, remember we were talking about that line with Lapidus? It was, what is Lapidus a candidate for? Is he a candidate? Remember we were talking about what he was for? Is he a candidate? Like, what is he a candidate for? Is he the next chosen one? I can see Frank as a leader.
Yeah, I could see him as a leader. He seems like he has a good head on his shoulders.
We haven't seen his backstory yet, though. No. We don't know why he was. Do we know why he wasn't on the plane? Remember, he was supposed to be the pilot of 815.
No, we don't. We don't know why he wasn't there. Michael Kirshner says, will you guys come out with another mystery trilogy vidcast? I have the story in my head. We just need to have the time to actually do it. But I think we should do it. We have, you know, a lot of months here. One last trilogy vidcast.
We'll see.
But if it never happens, I'll just tell you the story that I had in mind for the last vidcast.
Allison Cox is asking for a married man twitcast. I think we could do it, but
last time Dale was live, it was too dangerous, I think.
Yeah. It would have to be they'd have to know on Ustream it'd be very, do they have an explicit Ustream?
Yeah. So here is our game plan. This was our live tweetcast.
Are we ever posting the Jorge interview?
Yeah. The only problem right now is that we Libsyn merged SwitchPod, which is our other hosting, and we had a lot of space on there to do it, but now we're down to just our normal Libsyn, and they only have so much space that we can host stuff on at the moment. So right now our normal podcasts are taking up all the spare space for our vidcasts and podcasts, etc. So right now it's just a matter of just not having the web space for our podcasts and whatnot. Chris and Boss wants to know, if I ever lose my job, will I have a position on the Married Man podcast now that I'm a married man?
Sure.
He's still a happy married man. Yeah, do we have to wait till he becomes like jaded and hates the world?
You gotta leave it waste at least a year.
A year?
A year before it to sink in that you go, oh, I'm married.
Also,
I don't mean that in a negative way.
Yeah. But next up for us, Lost, and just in general wise, in I think it's like 2 weeks, we are going to be in at Comic-Con, reporting live from Comic-Con. We are going to do a live podcast, Lost podcast from Comic-Con in San Diego on Thursday. That Thursday, let me bring up my calendar here just to be sure. Is the 23rd. So Thursday, July 23rd, we're going to be a live podcast again on Ustream. Not so much a tweet cast, just a live podcast from Comic-Con.
Do we know
so,
what time yet?
We don't know what time because the official schedule is not out. We don't want to like be at the same time as any of the major panels.
So we don't want any competition, so we might do it at midnight.
So we're going to be doing during the first official day of Comic-Con on Thursday, on July 23rd, a live Lost podcast for anybody that's going to be at Comic-Con to come and sit and hang out with us and be a part of a live podcast on Thursday. We also have our panel is on Saturday after the official Lost panel. The Lost ABC's Lost panel is at 11. Our Lost panel is at 2:00 in room 24A. So there's not a lot of seats in that one. So get there early, I guess, if you want a good seat.
We tried to get a bigger room, but
I'm going to try again. I'm going to try and see if like we just maybe
This late in the game.
They change the schedule daily. Like if something comes up, so
people are asking, can you Ustream the Comic Cast, the Comic Con cast?
Yeah, we can maybe do.
We
something.
Couldn't do that. We couldn't do the Lost one. We could do ours, but
well,
not.
No, we're Ustreaming the live podcast we're doing at Comic Con.
Okay, but that okay, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it will be on Ustream. The live podcast on Thursday will be on Ustream. We are also doing video reporting with Jack, Cliff. I'm sure Colleen would want to do some stuff as well, and also Chris and Rob from Media Junkyard are going to be part of the Nudia crew. And those videos will be posted on Nudia.tv, our video website. where we have a lot of shows going on right now. Media Junkyard is now doing their Media Junkyard shorts on Nudia.tv. The latest one with the Sesame Street layoffs is hilarious. Like, seriously, I peed my pants. It was so funny. But
you still have the same pants on. I wish you would. I wish you would change your pants. It's been 3 days.
You can threw me off now. There's new news on there. Jax recording new Jax rants, which will be on Nudia.tv.
My next one's about Twitter,
which is funny. I've already seen it. It's very funny. But there's also Blinkered and some other stuff on Nudia.tv. But that will be where we'll be posting a lot of our video content from Comic-Con. Will be on Nudia.tv, and we'll make sure links are posted, and it will also be on our Lost podcast feed. What else do we have to do? And actually, any live blogging will be done on ublog.org. Check out ublog.org. There's a new article on there about Lost, which is pretty funny. And UJ peed his pants. Not really. Jack's lying. Also,
you said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah. And ublog.org is a community blog where you can contribute your articles. Water? I got water right here.
You didn't get it.
Yeah, I know. But I don't have to pee.
Lottery ticket asks, will Jack be closer to the camera than Jay ever? Will that ever happen?
You know, I've actually tried to get Jack to actually sit here and do like the producer stuff, so I wouldn't have to be here for like some of the married mans, and he like totally chickened out.
No, he wants to do the married man. You like doing the married man.
I like doing the married man.
Well, one day, I'm too tired.
I was like, you do it without me. You don't need me to be there. Dale runs it. Not runs it, but you just have to turn the mic on Dale and it turns into a podcast. All right.
People are asking, can Cliff not edit Jack's rant so erratically? Actually, the last one, he just chose to edit it. it's just the style he's looking for.
Yeah.
It's like, so sometimes I do them clean, and other times I kind of screw up. You've seen the bloopers, but this one I think I was clean, but yeah. He kind of mixed it up. But I like it. It's kind of different. It's kind of hip, kind of peppy.
Snappy.
It's kind of peppy, snappy.
But yeah, so we're going to do a lot of stuff from Comic-Con. Remember, we're doing our live Lost podcast on July 23rd. I'll stream it as long as the internet there is good enough. We'll stream it on Ustream, and it'll be recorded live there as well and be posted on our feed. Once again, this podcast was sponsored by Audible.com. They've been a great sponsor so far for us. They've stuck with us for a while now. And you can check that out at audiblepodcast.com/Lost. Get your free audiobook. And for a show like Lost, there's a lot of books referenced on the show. Search them up on audible.com and see if you can get yourself a free book and hear it and, you know, find some more clues to the show Lost.
Is there a way to Ustream the line that we're going to be standing in?
Maybe, if there's wireless internet outside.
Because we have enough podcasters there that we could do work in shifts.
that actually might be fun, like just Ustreaming from the line.
Someone brought it up. I can't remember. I saw it on, someone brought it up about us just doing different things from the line to people who are not in California don't know how long that line is and how long.
That's not a bad idea. But just keep up to date with us on twitter.com/JayandJack. All of our updates will be on there. If you want to know what's going on with us, the latest stuff is on Twitter. We'll be telling you on Twitter. We'll be in touch with you on Twitter. So it's twitter.com/JayandJack. If you'd like to follow just me on Twitter, just my personal one, it's twitter.com/LukeVank. If you want to follow just Jack on Twitter, it's twitter.com/CrackpotJack.
CrackpotJack.
All right. So
also, again, if you're a podcaster and you're going to be at Comic-Con, send me an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com, and I may or may not get back to you. I'm just asking different people to do something. And
all right. But before we leave, I want to make sure we go through this. If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311. Calling time. Last questions about and our theories. Also, if you'd like to give us an email, give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. So that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website, jayandjack.com, for all important information related to the show. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jayandjack. Also, you can punch Jack in the face at punchjackintheface.com.
We'll be raising funds. That'll be for charity.
Yeah. We'll do it for Autism Speaks.
If Autism Speaks come out next year, you can punch me in the face.
So remember, we will have another live show from Comic-Con on July 23rd, and I'm sure we'll work with Ustream because they're very, they're great working with us.
Yeah, they are.
And
I guess it's not too early to talk about for Autism Speaks. We are going to, people have been asking, we are going to do it again.
Yep.
It's going to be 30 hours.
Yep.
But we will be taking a 5-hour break. and having, we've already asked some people to host it for the 5 hours. So it's going to be 30 hours long. It's going to be at the Iceplex again in Raleigh. So we had a lot of people join us last year. It's going to be this final season of Lost. We're going to try and have a big event and raise more money than we did this year.
Yep. So that is it for today. Thank you for everybody participating in this. It was a lot of fun. I think it worked out. I think it worked really well. And we'll do more of these tweet casts. It was fun. Talking to people on Twitter and Ustream. And thanks again to Ustream for helping us out and being there to support us. And that's about that.
Remike said, can we punch Locke in the face?
All right, so we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.